This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. I'm Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves. I'm back.
He's back and he's very loud.
Yes.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm tired for some reason, but I'll be right.
So all that walking you've been doing over the last week or so.
I'm pleased to say that there's a Pokemon Go stop that within reach of this studio.
Oh my god.
So I could sit here and collect my Pokemon. Oh, there's a rat. A rat's just appeared. A rat attack.
Oh right. Not a real one.
So just excuse me for a second whilst I got it, yeah.
I say we'd do well to have a rat up here. We're something like two or three floors up, aren't we?
Yeah.
But no, good to be back. Obviously, Faith stepped in for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Faith.
Thanks, Faith. She's back again next week.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right.
I've had a bit of a cough. I've only just sort of properly got over it.
Yeah.
But I'm all right now.
I've had a sore throat and been to the doctors, and the doctors, as usual, are useless.
Yeah. Have you been, because he said, come back in 2 weeks, and you said it has been 2 weeks, he went, well, give it another 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then and nothing.
I went back after 2 weeks, and it's like, yeah, well, come back in another 2 weeks if it's still the same.
Really?
Yeah, honest, it's, they're useless.
How ridiculous.
Mate. Useless. I'm thinking of just
suing.
Well, I doubt I'd be able to do that, but
nah.
I'm thinking of just going to the walk-in centre or something one day and just sitting there and just demanding.
I was going to suggest that, but you do sit there for an awful long time.
Yeah.
When I went, I was quite lucky, it wasn't that busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the risk, isn't it? But if you're suffering, then you've got to do something.
Thing is, I'm not actually suffering that much, so I'm alright. It's one of those things.
Okay. I've finally done it.
You have, and you're very proud.
I am very proud. Not only have I done it, but I've managed to record it.
And
obviously, I'm talking.
Watch it several million times in the last 10 minutes.
Still makes me laugh now. I'm talking about scaring Paul Sellers, who is the very gracious gentleman that does Eclectica in the 2 hours leading up to us. And obviously, because he does vinyl, he's working on two decks and he switches between them. And as he's switching it over, he's got his headphones in. And I stand at the door and wait for him to take his headphones off and go, "Hello!" And it makes him jump. But this week I've managed to record it.
Yeah, and he did jump. And he called you a word.
He called me a very interesting word that we can't say on the radio. It's probably right up there with the words that you can't say on the radio.
It's probably the worst word that you can say ever.
I feel quite pleased, to be honest.
You're so proud of it.
Yeah, and I managed to get it on camera as well. Brilliant. I've put it on Twitter.
All right, okay.
Shall I do it? I'll do it now.
Have you got Paul Sellers swearing on Twitter?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on a minute. Oops.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely there. It's playing. So Luke is now live tweeting.
Live tweeting. I've moved on.
Is,
how do I do it from The Squeak? Oh, that's it.
Change it to The Squeak, that's it.
Easy.
Oh dear, live tweeting.
There you go.
So Luke's live tweeting whilst I'm transferring Pidgeys out of my Pokemon Go.
Some things never change. Yeah, obviously, so Pokemon Go has been the big talking point of the week.
It has.
Oh, before we move on to that, what sort of music have we got on today? Because we've got some really great tracks ahead of Tramlines.
Well, last week, obviously, there was an emergency and I had to go and we couldn't get in, and we were supposed to do a 2 hour show with Sam Christie,
yeah.
Who unfortunately we had to let down a little bit, but we'll have him on at some point in the near future. But Sam sent us some music of some bands that he's putting on the Kaya Festival in South Wales, where a lot of Sheffield bands are going to South Wales to represent Sheffield. So Paul's just done a big thing about tram lines coming up. And kind of in that spirit, we're going to do a bit about Kaya Festival as well, just to...
Yeah, the lineup looks awesome. And it's, yeah, it's a real... I mean, we talked about it last week, but there's some really, really great acts on there. So we've got a bit of... the first track's quite interesting.
Yeah, a bit of reggae fusion.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was going to sound like, but it sounds really cool.
It is good. It's about 6 minutes long.
Yeah, and then we...
Get set in for that.
Yeah. And then we got a bit of October Drift... Ryan Young.
Yeah. Set the Sea on Fire.
Set the Seas on Fire. We're not going to play it twice. Say we, me, I did it. Still not living it down. But yeah, so some good music coming up.
And of course, they're all Sheffield bands. Only a couple of them are actually playing Tramlines, which I found a bit surprising, but they all obviously play lots of gigs in Sheffield, so you'll be able to see him in Sheffield. It's just interesting that they're all going to Wales to represent Sheffield in this big festival.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be great.
You are still laughing at yourself, aren't you, with this video?
It's the reaction. Have you seen his reaction?
Yeah.
Did you see it live?
I didn't see it live. I saw it straight after you did it.
I mean,
yeah, he's stood with his back to us.
There's nothing funnier than making people.
You're just cruel.
I know, but it's funny. Do you not think it's funny? I used to get my dad all the time without even trying.
Is it funny if it's the other way around and somebody's getting you?
Well, no. No, it is, though. It is. It's just a funny thing. It's just the instinctive reactions you make. Yeah. Anyway, so Pokemon Go's taken the country and the world by storm.
Yes, indeed.
When did it get officially released? Was it in the last sort of week? Because it wasn't something I was planning to talk about, but literally.
It was officially released in the UK on Friday, but it was available for the previous week to US and Australia. And if you know how to do it, you could set yourself up a US account and get it in the UK anyway.
But, I mean, it's essentially a game where you walk around and you're walking in a virtual map, aren't you? And then these Pokemons appear and you've got to catch them.
Yeah, it's like you're looking at a sat-nav kind of thing.
Yeah.
With your character in the middle. You walk around and every so often you'll bump into these little creature Pokemon things and you try and catch them with balls on the screen. It's like it's a mixture between like a fitness app and a game, I guess.
When you were saying on the way in that you're aching from all the walking you've been doing.
Yeah. Well, I was on my own on Friday and I had some chores to do. I had to go out and buy some stuff at the shops. So I went round about a 10-mile walk to get to the shops just catching Pokemon.
Can't be a bad thing, though, can it? I mean, one of the things, because obviously it's brought a lot of people back up to date with what we, you know, so Pokemon was around when we were at school and things like that, wasn't it? So it's sort of very nostalgic for some people. And it's sort of like, you know, we used to play out when we were kids, but then the video games took over and now it's sort of the two meeting up together.
Yeah. It's amazing how it's taken off because they released it yesterday in another 30 countries. But so far, it's already bigger than Twitter and Snapchat and all those.
Which is crazy.
Which is amazing. And every, you know, Android phones, apparently the install base on Android phones is about 11% of all Android phones that have ever been sold.
Wow.
just
that's staggering.
Absolutely crazy.
Well, when you think about how easy Twitter and Snapchat is to use, you either take a picture and send it, or you write a tweet, and, you know, you write a sentence and send it. Easy. So for that, which is quite... You
have to get out of the house and actually do stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe bump into people and...
Talk to them.
Yeah. Rather than chat instantly on an instant messenger. But that's the thing that's great about it for me, because it is like, how many years are people saying, oh, kids just stay in the house now on the computers, playing computer games. I mean, now they go out and they're chasing Pokemon together like we used to as kids. Well, not Pokemon, but...
I know what you're saying. But, I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of Pokemon, but I think the fact that it gets people out and about and doing stuff, especially kids, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, one of my favourite stories that I read this week was on Reddit. There was a woman who had an autistic son who doesn't socialise, and for the first time she's got him Pokemon Go... And for the first time, he's actually running around, catching Pokemon with people, socialising, talking to them normally. And, like, for stuff like that, it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's people that are like, you can buy these, what they call lures, that you put onto various places to try and lure rarer Pokemon.
Is that where Pokestops come in, then?
Yeah, Pokestops. Right. Pokestops are, like, little landmarks along the route where you basically check into there and get extra balls to fire and stuff like that.
A few pubs are poker stops, are they, James?
Yeah, they are. Thankfully for me.
How handy.
and then, there's various different other things like gyms where you go to battle your Pokemon against other Pokemon that people have left there and stuff. It's genuinely a phenomenon.
It sounds pretty cool. It's a very clever bit of business, isn't it?
Well, it's built on another game called Ingress that Google and Niantic made a few years ago, and it's virtually the same game, but just with Pokemon rather than the technology kind of aspect that they used in Ingress. It's really interesting how they've done it and how it's taken over the world. Nintendo's stock has doubled their stock prices, doubled in a week.
Well, I remember how big of a craze it was when I was at school. Yeah. They actually banned Pokemon cards at our school.
Did they?
Because so many kids were swapping and then regretting the decision.
Yeah.
And then it was causing fights and... Well, not fights, but, you know, causing problems. And then the teacher went, right, we're banning them. So I got caught with about 30. And they got taken off me, and then they didn't give them me back. And that were like £7.50 worth of Pokemon cards.
You never got your shiny Mewtwo back?
No. I'm trying to think what I had. I had a shiny... I never had any good ones. I never had Charizard, I don't like that.
No.
Just remember it being a massive waste of money. But what I was getting to, you know, because it was a massive craze then, this arguably is a bigger craze.
Yeah.
Because it's attracting all the people that played it, or the majority of the people that played it back in the day, and the kids of today as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's funny, you know, just walking around now, you see people walking around with their phones, and you know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
I was in the Shaky on Friday, and the barman came up to me and went, "It were you, wasn't it?" I said, "What was?" He said, you were chasing Pokemon the other day. I was like, "No. I were at work, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting on with my life. And he went, "Oh, well, I'm having that, whatever it is." And I was like, "Okay, fair enough." It was just bizarre. Just bizarre.
Yeah.
It really has taken over.
But as I was saying with Pokestops, you can attach your lore to them, which lures the rarer Pokemon. And what people are doing is you can actually buy the lures in-game, which then gives Nintendo and Google lots of money.
Yeah.
But people are buying them to go and stand at the children's hospital and put them on there so that the kids that can't normally get out and about can actually still play the game.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is ace.
Yeah, excellent. Mm. Very good.
I really like the whole concept of it. I think it's ingenious.
Well, you can let us know what you think. We're on Twitter, at the Squeak, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K. Let us know what you think about Pokemon, or indeed anything else. We're going to kick off with a bit of reggae fusion. Who is it, James?
Steel City Rhythm with their... I don't think it's their latest single, but it's from their latest album. It's called Pennies and Pounds.
Yeah.
Bit of a political one.
It sounds awesome anyway. I'm sure DJ Ski would probably like this.
Maybe so.
Don't know if he's listening. If you are.
He does listen to the show, so there you go.
Yeah, I know, because he always says, "Thought this were a music show." Always talking.
Stop talking.
Always talking rubbish. Anyway, just going up to 3:15, 93.2 FM, The Squeak. This is... bit of reggae fusion, it's Pennies and Pounds.
Hello, my friends, it's so good to see you. I show my face every 4 or 5 years. We know the score, we got all of the answers to wipe away all of your fears. Vote for me and I'll do what I can. Vote for me, you know, and things will be fine. You put us in, we'll give you the ban, yeah. But now we're in, we'll do it next time. Roll up another government vision. They'll take your pennies and then they'll take your pounds. Roll up another government mission to bring your country down to the ground. We're running like we're not really there. Promises and dreams, we got all the illusions. We're building castles in the air. We're willing to deal, but the cards are the same ones. We're thieving and robbing, got to have more. And if you're looking for any of the answers, get in the queue, you know it's outside the door. Roll up another government vision. They'll take your pennies and then they'll take your pounds. To bring your country down to the ground. Roll up another government vision. They'll take your pennies and then they'll take your pounds. Roll up another government vision. To bring your country down to the ground.
It's time to wake up. Realize the situation, we're living in a nation with mad taxation. So it's kinda hard to reach your destination and tune into your station, the right foundation. These politicians talking nothing but lies, and that I despise. When they look into my eyes, expect me to believe or even conceive the fabricated stories that they web, that they weave. Please, they got us down on our knees, increasing the taxes and raising the fees. It's just a dog eat dog rat race metropolis. Take a look around, I can't see them ever stopping this. It's a joke how they can provoke a young great mind into a choke. Yo, listen, no job, no future with the government that is out to abuse ya. Is this really how we want to be when we're trapped to a system where we'll never be free? Listen, machines taking over, and the government got us all marching like a soldier. Yeah, a real slave to the wage, trying to get out, but we know that shit pays. And sucked into the system through a console and surround sound system. It's that latest technology, the looking down from the stars like some astrology. I makes no apology, but what happened to the days, to the ways of mythology?
Sold it away, and everywhere you look, you know you got to go private. But each and every one of us, we pay and pay and pay. The moral of the story is you fight your own battles, and you never ever give your own power away. They don't walk the same streets, and they don't give a damn. If they did, we'd be living. They'll take your pennies and then they'll take your pounds. Roll up another government mission. They'll bring your country down to the ground. Roll up another government mission. They'll take your pennies and then they'll take your pounds. Roll up another government mission. They'll bring your country down to the
Steel City Rhythm. Nice 6 minutes of Pennies and Pounds.
Very quick 6 minutes as well.
Yeah, it's a funky little tune.
That was really cool. And just to keep on the reggae theme.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Not Eddie Grant, but why not?
We're going to rock down to Electric Avenue. So Steel City Rhythm, if you enjoyed that, you can see them at Tram Lines playing Friday at the Riverside, Saturday on the World Stage at the Peace Gardens, and Sunday at the University Arms. Greedy people.
Yeah.
How many gigs?
Well, you know, we've got to make the most of Tram Lines. It is an awesome festival. Which Riverside? Is it the one down on Mowbray Street?
Yeah.
Because there's loads of Riversides in Sheffield now. I suppose it's because we've got the river that flows all the way through.
There's lots of rivers.
Yeah.
And lots of sides of rivers.
Yes, indeed.
There's two Riversides just in Hillsborough. Actual bars and, well, cafe.
Well, there's what used to be the Freemasons.
Yeah.
And then there's the cafe come restaurant / bar.
Yeah.
On, is it Parkside Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Catch Bar Lane, isn't it?
I think it might be Catch Bar Lane, yeah.
One of them, you'll...
Around there.
One of them's really nice and you'll get a nice bit of meal and some nice real ales. And the other one is an absolute hole. I'll let you decide which is which. My opinion.
I was going to say, yeah, I weren't going to really go into it, but you've done it. Yeah. Yeah, one of them, saying that, yeah. It's personal opinion, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on. But keeping it on the government feel.
Yes.
Obviously, this week we've got a new prime minister.
We have. We've got an unelected prime minister.
Yeah, but you know, it's not Boris. It's not Boris, like a lot of people thought it could be. A lot of people were saying, you know, we could very easily have Boris as prime minister and Donald Trump as president.
Yeah,
of America.
Well, Boris was proper checkmated, wasn't he? Like Michael Gove stuck the knife in there, didn't he?
Wow. Yeah. Definitely.
Some good political manoeuvrings. And then Gove did nothing in the leadership race himself.
Well, you always see this, don't you? There'll be more running mates than you expect, and a couple will drop out and both plant their allegiance onto the person that they want to win. So they know that they're never going to get in anyway, but they want the voters that are voting for them to vote for the one they want. Very political.
Although Boris got foreign secretary job in a new cabinet.
Oh, God. Yeah, how bizarre.
His first two jobs as foreign secretary is trying to help out people in France and the people in Turkey. What a bit of a baptism of fire to that job it is.
Well, not only that, though, some of the things he's come out with in the past.
In the past, yeah.
Like, he said something about Hillary Clinton, which was something like, she looks like she's got a devilish stare or something. honestly, I can't quite remember what it was, but not very nice.
No.
And obviously, she's got every chance of becoming the next president of the US. So.
Yeah. Well, it's the Republican convention tomorrow, isn't it, in America? That'll be interesting. I think it's nailed on that Donald Trump will be the candidate. He's presumptive at the minute, so he will be.
It's between Trump and Clinton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, for the Republicans, it looks like it's Trump. There's nobody else running against him, really. For the Democrats, it's between Hillary and Bernie Sanders still. And Bernie Sanders is refusing to drop out, and he could still have the support to take over at the convention.
Yeah, I can't see it. Can't see it.
It's a weird way that American politics works. It fascinates me.
Yeah, it is. But then again, they probably say the same thing about ours, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It's just... It is bizarre.
Did you watch?
It's bizarre.
Well, you'll have been working a bit, but the last Prime Minister's Questions.
I saw clips of it on the news.
David Cameron was on form that day. Some.
Well, he didn't care, did he?
Proper jokes and jibes in there.
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny.
They have the formality of the first thing the speaker asks him what his diary is like for that day. It's like a formal thing that they've always done. And he said, well, I've had a couple of meetings this morning. I've got a meeting with the Queen this afternoon. And after that, I've got a remarkably light day.
Yeah. Then it's countdown, deal or no deal, and come dine with me.
Yeah.
An excellent choice, by the way. One thing I did notice, though, because obviously either side of him, it's always George Osborne on one side and Theresa May on the other side.
Yeah.
And Theresa May has got this really unconvincing fake laugh. Sort of, yes. all of her body goes. It's like I've walked in and frightened her. All of her body goes into like a jerk, and she's like, which you can't see. She makes her shoulders move, and
that's it. She has that. You know when you see like a cartoon of somebody laughing, and it's them moving up and down.
It's a bit like Dick Dastardly.
It is very much like that. Are you trying to say that Theresa May is Dick Dastardly?
Hmm. Although,
it's food for thought.
Again, not the opinions of Sheffield Live. But I did see something, and they'd put, you know, from Wallace and Gromit, A Close Shave?
Yeah.
They'd put a picture of Wallace and Gromit and Wendy together, and it did look very similar
to seen
Mr. and Mrs. May.
It did strike me as remarkable the other day that we had that the petition for Jeremy Clarkson to be PM not long ago. And how ironic that now we've got Hammond and May in the top two jobs.
Yeah, I did see that one of your tweets. That was quite cool. I mean, what do you think? Do you think it's a good... Well, it's not really a choice, is it? We've got it, that's it.
I think Gordon Brown got absolutely killed during his time. And one of his biggest legacies is that he never held a snap election. And so he was always an unelected prime minister.
Yeah.
If Theresa May doesn't call a snap election, then there's something wrong there.
Well,
because she'll win it.
I think she'll argue that there's too much work to do with Brexit, you know, leaving the EU first.
Yeah, yeah. I think that they pretty much have to. Labour Party's in disarray at the minute, and it's the only way to get a proper mandate of the country for me.
Well, Corbyn's got another leadership battle to fight, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's been hilarious in itself.
Oh, it's just crazy.
I think that everybody who's standing against Corbyn or that have... like come out against Corbyn, all the MPs in the parliamentary party, because it's not the mandate of the actual wider membership, I think they should all just stand down. If Corbyn wins, which he is likely to do, then all the parliamentary Labour Party members, MPs, that voted against him should stand down and be deselected.
I've talked about this with a lot of people, and people are saying, well, you know, he's not the right person, he can't unite a party. And what I've said, well, is, you know, it's the people that have voted him in. So yeah. if the MPs are not carrying out the constituents' wishes, then they shouldn't be the MP for that constituency.
Exactly.
That's the job. The job is to represent the people, and they've picked Jeremy Corbyn, haven't they?
There's already a movement underway to deselect Angela Eagle, the challenger.
Some people have said she's you know, disloyal and a bit of a traitor.
Yeah, but the thing is, this was all planned. If you look at the evidence going back, this was all planned in like January.
So, didn't she register a domain name? She registered something like Angela before. For Leader or something. Yeah. Before she'd even resigned.
Which was registered by Tony Blair's PR company, I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's all very
political.
It is political. But it's democracy. Like, the people have spoken. They've chosen their leader 10 months ago. Stick to it. Well, look at what just happened in Turkey with an attempted coup.
Yeah.
The military trying to take over.
They can do without that.
But democracy's won out there for now. Democracy should win out here.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens. Do you think she'll call an election?
I think she'd be stupid not to, in my opinion.
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Because she's 99% likely to win it. There's nobody else that will win it, I don't think, at the minute.
Well, the second biggest party's in disarray, so
yeah. You
would say. Anyway, back onto music. Got a bit of Ryan Young next, but we've had a tweet in from Paul Fletcher. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
He sent us his Tramlines gigs. Saturday he's playing the Moor stage at 3 p.m. acoustic. Green Room at R5 on the Sunday. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I forgot that right. Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they both on the Saturday? Yeah, they must be.
They might be, yeah.
So two,
there they are, yeah.
Two Saturday gigs. Yeah. First the Moor stage at 3, then the Green Room at R5, and then Sunday it's 2:30, acoustic at the Hop. And then Western Park at 5:15.
Yeah,
he's a busy bee.
He is a busy bee. Another greedy person taking up all the slots for bands.
Why not? I mean, you know, people might be watching. People might want to go and see Paul, and they might be somewhere else at the same time as playing his first gig.
If
there's so much going on.
It's handy if you want to see somebody and they're on at the same time as somebody else that you want to see. If they're on a couple of times, then you can at least go to one of them.
Definitely. Yeah. And Carlton Maloney has announced his Tramlines pre-gig.
Yeah, pre-Tramlines.
Pre-Tramlines, yeah.
This is another good one, isn't it? It's Frog and Parrot, isn't it?
Where is it? I've lost it. Do you know I had it?
Looking for it.
What's all this?
He's been a busy little bee with his rate good music at the minute.
I know. The only thing is he's adding too many events and it clogs up his thing. Found it. So it is indeed at the Frog and Parrot.
Oh, look, Paul Fletcher's playing.
Leave him alone. So he's going to be a busy bee then over the weekend.
He is,
Paul.
Very busy.
But we've got the Suspects. We've got James Taplin and Mick Holmes. They played Hills Fest last week. They were pretty cool. Got Velcro Teddy Bears and, of course, Paul Fletcher, as well as Black Mamba Fear.
Good lineup.
So, that all kicks off from Thursday.
That's free entry as well.
Free entry, 7 o'clock Thursday.
Get in. I'd be up for that.
Well, I'm off all week, so I might even head down.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we have a bit of Ryan Young?
Yeah.
It's done the plugs for now.
It's a good one, this one. This is called OI, and it's the B-side to his latest single, Electric Sunrise, which is out now.
Yeah. So here it is. Get in touch on the Twitter. We are at The Squeak. This is Ryan Young.
Girl,
Oh, that's Ryan Young.
Pretty cool, that one.
It's a pretty funkadelic kind of guitar riff, drum beat. It's like,
it'll get you jumping about, won't it?
Yeah, I do like that. And if you want to see him live, he's playing the RS Bar on the 27th of July, then the Why Not Festival on the 30th of July, and then, as all today's artists are playing, the Kaya Festival.
RS Bar? Where's that?
Royal Standard, the old Royal Standard.
Oh, is it not the Royal Standard anymore?
Well, people know it as the Royal Standard, but it's pretty much the RS Bar now.
Oh, right. Is it called the RS Bar?
I think so.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's, to be fair, though, we mentioned the Riverside earlier. I still call it the Freemasons.
So. Yeah, I call it a lot worse than that.
You're really not loving the Freemasons, are you?
No, I really don't like that place.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Paul Fletcher has tweeted in, said he's back to, he's glad to hear me back on the radio. I know, I can't believe you've had to put up with Luke and Faye for the last 2 weeks. Don't get used to it though, I'm not here next week, sorry. says, give his other half Judy a shout as well, so hi Judy.
Hi Judy.
I know Judy, she's nice.
Hashtag no more gins.
Yeah.
Get yourself in the trippets, there's a gin bible of 50 and counting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there is. So somewhere else that's
disregarded the hashtag no more gins hashtag there, sorry.
No, it's not gins, it's no more gigs in 2016.
I thought it said gins.
No.
Oh, gigs in.
Gigs. It's because I was just taking the mickey out of him pointing to my gig. No more in 2016. What will you do?
I sound like a right idiot now. Oh yeah, get yourself in trippies if you like gin. Mention gin.
They used to do gigs in there as well.
If you do like gin as well. Get yourself in, no more gigs. I think you should do more gigs. Why not?
Yeah.
Why
like
not?
Like what, where?
Well, I don't know. You're better than me, aren't you?
Your front room.
It's not big enough, my front room. I've got a lovely backyard, though.
Yeah? That's it?
Thing is...
You can do an acoustic set,
yeah? Yeah, that's what I mean. You can do an acoustic set anyway, can't you?
Yeah.
It's... the beauty.
Maybe because he's not doing any more in 2016, maybe we can get him back in and get him some playing some music again.
That sounds good.
Show later in the year.
Maybe he's not doing any more gigs because he's going on to the gin.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I like this assumption that he's talking about Judy and you've just assumed that Judy's a gin fiend.
I thought he'd said, give Judy a shout, haha, no more gin in 2016.
No, it definitely says gigs.
Well, I know, I can read that now.
Poor Judy, you've labelled her as an alcoholic already. You've not even met her.
Yeah.
She's
Faith,
lovely.
Faith's a lot better at doing the shout-outs than I am. I just get it wrong. Mess it up. So if you want a tweet and you want a shout-out, tweet us at The Squeak.
Yeah, and if you want a gin, go to Trippets.
Yeah, they got loads. There are other gin outlets available, by the way. I should be on commission.
I read about somewhere having a load of gin the other day. I can't remember where it is, though. I hate gin.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I really don't like it.
I don't mind gin.
Nah. Horrible.
It's not my favourite drinker, but I'm more of a spice rum drinker.
Yeah, give me some rum any time.
Anyway, that was the longest shout-out into man. No, to man that. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is the New England manager. It looks like it's nailed on for Big Sam. Couldn't talk about it with Faith because she'd have shot me down instead of not bothered.
Yeah,
so I've had to save it.
Football, no.
Okay.
Big Sam, yeah. I can't see anyone else unless you go for a big foreign manager, really, and all the big foreign managers have just joined my clubs, really.
I want it to be an Englishman, personally. I think that's important to me. It's got to be an Englishman.
I want the actual players to pull their finger out and actually start playing decent football for a
change. Yeah, that'd be ideal, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about Harry? I know he's not really.
He's been out of proper club management too long now, I think. And he's not an FA man either.
That's what I mean. He's not in favour with the FA, is he?
No.
I think he's quite outspoken, and they don't really like that.
We could probably do with a bit of reform in the FA as well before too long.
Yeah.
But Big Sam, I think he's the best of a bad bunch that's available.
I don't think he's bad. I just don't think his team's set up to play attractive football, which is what you want to see, don't you?
He's not achieved that much, though, really, has he, in comparison to a lot of other international managers?
Well, no. But
he's won a couple of cups, hasn't he, and that's about it.
The thing is, I just want a team that's going to win some football matches, and we've not really done enough for that.
Yeah.
And if he can organise the team.
The irony is that Hodgson actually got us playing some decent football in this last tournament.
You look at his record, though, and he was rubbish.
Yeah.
He was rubbish.
It's his selection decisions and stuff like that that really got you wondering.
Do you know what I don't think helped Roy? It was the fact that Vardy and Kane had such a good season and he had to take them, and then he didn't know where to put them, didn't know what to do with them.
That's it. Well, would you reckon we'd have done better with Big Sam in the last tournament?
It's difficult. It's hard to say. I mean, what really puzzled me was, like you say, the decisions he made to have certain players doing certain roles didn't make any sense to me. But the one tournament that he actually did all right in was the 2012 Euros, which you could argue was Fabio's team.
Yeah,
because he said, I don't want to come in and change everything because I think that would be wrong. But we ain't got time to do that. And they actually got to the quarterfinals. Weren't far off getting to the semis, really. Even though we didn't play that well.
We should be getting into the semis, though, generally, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but compared to, how we've done...
Biggest club league in the world. Yeah, full of foreigners, I know, but... Biggest, richest club league in the world, and we can't get to the semi-finals of major tournaments.
I agree, but, Roy was riding his luck, I think, with that, because that was Fabio's setup. When it came to the World Cup, we got to the last 16... Oh, no, we didn't even make it out of the groups, did we?
No.
And then the Euros just gone, last 16, so he's not done anything.
Yeah, it was the right time for him to go.
Well, a text has flooded in from Faith.
Hi, Faith.
And it's not related to what we're talking about, so we'll not read it out. Don't know why I thought it would be. So, people have said Alan Pardew, Big Sam. Glenn Hoddle's had his name chucked in there as well.
Oh, God, no.
I know. I think he'd be heavily criticised.
He's been out of football longer than Harry has. I know Harry's... a director of football now, isn't he? But
he's in charge of the Jordan national team, and he's some sort of advisor to Derby.
Yeah,
something or other.
He's raking the money in. Is basically what he's doing. As Why he not? Has done all his life.
I don't know if he's.
In my opinion.
he probably hasn't got a mortgage now, but he'll have an expensive house to run in pool.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Good on him. I'd like to see him as England manager, but probably won't happen.
Yeah, I doubt it'll ever happen unless the FA changes.
Yeah. Let us know what you think anyway. At the squeak, try and get the shout outs right this time.
If you're in anyone?
I think maybe I need one. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, who's this we've got now?
It says, I set the sea on fire.
And we're not playing it twice.
No, it's a cool song, this. It's called Shake the Grave. I set the sea on fire. I shake the grave.
Yeah, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, this is The Squeak and another awesome song by them.
Yeah, if you want to see them live, Carl Maloney's Presence at the Yellow Arch.
It's not called that anymore, is it?
I think this one is. The poster still says Carl Maloney Presents, I believe.
Could be right.
12th of August, Yellow Arch, with Kong and Monarch King, and tickets are nearly sold out for that.
Yeah, the first one he put on down there did really well, didn't it?
Yeah. So. Really, really well.
Yeah, get yourself down if you can go.
It's a good lineup, that Kong, Monarch King, I Set the Sea on Fire, Sheffield Sound doing some DJ stuff as well. Yeah, that's a good lineup.
Sounds good.
I like that.
Sounds good. Now, really, really sad story. Barry Scott of Silly Bang fame is dead.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott.
That's the one, yeah. The man with all the clean one pence pieces.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard he's been replaced. I didn't know he was dead.
He's not dead. It's just something that's going around on social media. Neil Burgess, who plays Barry Scott, is not dead. He's fine. He's probably a bit gutted, but he's all right.
We repeat, he is fine.
Yes.
Everybody.
Unless he's been found in the night and, you know, still to be discovered.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's the best partridge of me at that.
It's almost a direct quote.
Yeah. No, he's not dead, but Barry Scott will no longer be helping to sell you Cillit Bang. He's been replaced by a younger model. He's been doing it for a long time.
He has.
Doing it for a long time.
He's been annoying people for so long now.
Yeah. And people thought, well, I thought that he was like, I don't know why, a bit naive.
Thought he was actually Barry Scott.
I thought, yeah.
And not an actor.
Yeah. It's just a bloke called Neil Burgess that's done a bit of acting, and he's got a fairly, you know, fairly long profile on Casting Call Pro, if you want to use him.
All right, okay.
Yeah. He'd have made a small fortune out of that.
Any other good roles other than Cillit Bang Man, Barry Scott?
Not really. He's done a bit of theatre.
Why did they name him? Why did they give him a name? There's no point to it.
I don't know, you know.
Because it's not as if it's Barry Scott Cillit Bang, the product.
Well, that's what I mean. I thought it was. Because why would you name him?
Yeah.
Maybe they just needed to give him a name.
Well, why not just use his normal name? Hi, I'm Neil Burgess. And this is Cillit Bang.
Yeah, maybe. That could have
worked.
Other
cleaners are available.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird. I've only just thought of that. Why did they give him a name?
Well, the new face, if you like, of Cillit Bang is Daniel Cloud Campos, and he's a former backing dancer for Madonna. So,
all right,
just shows you the competition these days for cleaning products.
Is he as annoying?
I've not seen the advert, to be fair.
No, I haven't.
To know.
What's his name again? Daniel
Cloud Campos.
Hi, I'm Daniel Cloud Campos.
I don't think they'll be going with that style of advertising well, anymore.
I wonder what they're going to name him.
Larry Scott. I don't know. Not the most creative people.
Obviously not.
I don't know. There is an advert out there with the new Cillit Bang actor if you do want to go and have a look at it.
No, not interested.
Not bothered. Okay. Do you think it's the end? I mean, there's been a lot of advertising campaigns which have had, like, a synonymous character or a family. You remember was it Oxo or Bisto or someone? They had the full family,
the
didn't they?
Oxo family, yeah.
Linda Bellingham.
That's it.
And you went through all the kids moving up and growing out and moving house and all that.
Yeah, and then you had the Nescafe couple, didn't you? Which was... Excuse me. It was a guy who played Giles and Buffy. What's his name?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
He played the headmaster in that episode of Doctor Who once.
Yeah, yeah. It was originally Adam Klaus in Jonathan Creek.
That's him, yeah. Yeah. Well,
can't remember his name.
Him. He was the man in the Nescafe couples advert.
I don't remember that.
Don't you? It went on for blooming ages, and then they had a big will they won't they get together moment, and like the advertising breaking Corrie, like one of the most watched adverts ever.
Yeah, Anthony Head, he was called.
That's it, Anthony Head.
Yeah. What was your favourite advert?
My favourite advert ever is the Blackcurrant Tango one, where it starts off with the guy in the office reading a complaint from a viewer, like the customer service guy, and he then starts to reply to him, and it's all one shot of him walking out of the office and down, and it's above the Dover Cliffs in the end, and there's a boxing ring. He's like, come on, I'll fight you. With Felix, Don't You Want Me Be, Don't You Want Me by Felix was the music to it. It's an awesome advert. Go on that down on YouTube.
Felix?
Yeah.
So it wasn't Human League, Don't You Want Me by somebody else?
No, it wasn't.
Just a song with the
wasn't
same
the cover,
title.
Same title, yeah.
Right, I see.
Don't you want me, don't you want me, don't you want my love?
Oh, I've lost it.
I've absolutely lost it.
Yeah.
So what was your favourite advert?
Mine was probably the real Tango one, where he's chasing him. You know, where he slaps him.
Yeah, where he slaps him.
Got banned,
yeah,
didn't it?
It did.
All the kids were doing it at school.
Yeah.
Mm.
kids will copy anything. That was in the good old days before kids had Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Back then they used to slap each other because they'd done a swap that they weren't happy with.
Speaking of kids stuff, I have big news.
Oh, go on.
Big news.
Tell me.
The first time in 30 years, a brand new episode of He-Man has been made.
Oh, I went to we had Comic Relief Day when I were at old work, and I went as He-Man, but I'd not got the wig or the sword.
Right.
Bit of a poor man's one.
Yes, He-Man. There's a new episode, and they're going to show it first at Comic-Con this year, in San Diego Comic-Con. And then it's out after that, I think, on streaming and stuff.
We've had a text flood in from Nick. The Honda advert with all the car parts.
That's a brilliant advert, actually.
That was really well made.
That is. Good shout.
There was another one where...
OK Go did a video just like that as well for one of their songs.
What was it, that one? I can't remember that one.
Which?
The one with the Honda parts.
It was where... it was like a one-shot, again, where it's going beyond all along all the car parts, like almost like musically.
Yeah. I remember the Ford did one similar where they'd made musical instruments out of the car parts as well.
Yeah.
Which is quite clever. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, don't know why we've got onto that.
I love adverts.
To be fair, there's some adverts that are better than the content of what they're breaking up.
A lot of the adverts cost more than the programmes that they're in between.
Where you got to speculate to accumulate, James.
Yeah. Well, I love adverts. I think they're great.
I thought you were going to say something else, but you didn't.
No. Yeah.
Bit of OD.
Yeah, October Drift, playing Tramlines on the Saturday night at Crystal Bar. Get yourself down. Great lineup there.
Did I miss the start? Have we even started? Did I miss the joke? Is anybody laughing? Is it only fact? Does it even trigger? Can you imagine that? There's nothing out there bigger. In an endless desert, is this thing called time only moving forward? If you change your mind, could it change your path? Could it change the tide? Could it change the path? Whoever really knows. Is there a different place where the same things happen? The same old game, does any of it matter? Body's roof and floor, are the walls and door? Are they any less? Are they any? We'll be right back.
October Drift, whoever, what a tune. Yeah, I think if you get yourself down to Tramlines Saturday night, Crystal Bar, like, there's a proper good lineup there.
Oh, it's awesome.
We were talking with Paul Sellers just before he left about Wenatchee Tribe are finishing off there on a Saturday. They're really good, worth seeing.
What's the one we played a few weeks ago? Was it a few weeks ago we played? I don't know if I'm getting mixed up, actually.
Of the Wenatchee Tribe?
Yeah.
Can't remember which one it was. We did play one, though.
Go back on the podcast anyway and listen back to it.
Yeah.
Or check them out on Spotify and Facebook. They're on there. Now, just before we go, handing over to DJ Ski at 3 o'clock. He's up with Platinum Plates. Do you do any sort of puzzles, Sudoku, crosswords, anything like that?
Not as much as I used to. I used to do loads, but now most of my puzzle stuff is like in games that I play on PS4 and stuff.
Well, my dad always used to do the crossword, and this one really stuck out at me. There was a piece of art in a museum.
It wasn't an elephant, was it?
No.
Painted elephant.
No, it was in a German museum, and it was called Reading Word
Barry.
Piece.
It was good. Go on. Sorry.
A 1965 piece of avant-garde art by Arthur Kopik, and it was basically a crossword with a sign saying "insert words." Oh. And this 91-year-old woman has gone and filled it all in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that the intention of the artist?
No, it wasn't.
Huh.
So, but you know, bless her, she's gone and done it, and she's probably got it all right. So fair play to her. But how much?
Did he provide the clues as well?
I haven't got the full picture.
If he provided the clues, that is just
he's asking for trouble. Yeah, asking for trouble, isn't he? But how much do you think this piece is worth?
Oh, it'll be a stupid amount, like $3 million or something.
No, it's not that much. It's insured for €80,000, which is about $67,000. And she's gone and filled it in.
Wonder how much the herd of elephants, the herd of Sheffield, is worth now.
There's a lot of elephants, isn't there?
Yeah.
A lot of them. All really, really cool. There's one outside the Crucible, which is like a snooker table.
Yeah.
Really, really good, that one. Yeah. I mean, they're all really, really good.
The ball stuck on it.
Yeah. Awesome. There's one just round the corner near, I don't know what roundabout it is, but just at the back of it. It's Air Street.
Arundel Gate.
Yeah.
It's near the, well, it's one of the uni buildings, isn't it? Up there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How many is there in total, do you know?
I don't know, to be honest.
Because you've seen quite a lot of them.
I've seen a few, yeah. There's one that I just bumped into in Hillsborough Park the other day when I was on my Pokemon quest. I looked at my screen and I'm like, well, that's not a Pokemon.
Well, they'll be getting auctioned off, won't they? And then
I think so.
The proceeds going to charity. The Children's Hospital.
Yeah, it's all for the children's.
Yeah.
Great cause.
Yeah, so get yourself out looking for the elephants. I'm sure you're out already. I was in the park today as well. A lot of people down in Hillsborough Park today.
Yeah.
Excellent weather as well.
It's great weather, good event, and yeah, lots of people there, and lots of poker stops and gyms in Hillsborough Park. So
fun for everyone.
If you're in for Pokemon, that's the place to be right now.
Absolutely. DJ Ski's not here, but I'm sure he's finding somewhere to park and racing up the stairs. But we'll be back, I'll be back next week with Faith, and you'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.